most highway projects don't have the challenges that this canyon had.
Graham started work in Glenwood Canyon in the early 1990s, right when construction on Interstate 70 was wrapping up. About $500 million replaced an old road from pioneering times with a four-lane winding highway. Graham says the terrain made the project difficult.
It's a very narrow canyon with steep rock walls, with the Colorado River going through the middle, the railroad on one side.
The project put more than 500 highway employees to work, installing new retaining walls, constructing bridges and tunnels, and working to keep the fragile canyon environment intact. That's where Graham came in.
I would be assigned to work with the contractors. I would be working with them on anything from rebuilding talus slopes all the way down to the edge of the highway, to rock cuts. And on the rock cuts, we did rock staining.
We'll get to the rock staining in a minute, but first, Graham's work in natural spaces isn't limited to Glenwood Canyon. She's done work on McClure Pass and at ski resorts that run throughout the White River. She calls her work scenery management and describes it this way.
To look at a project that's being proposed and look at the setting that the project is in, or is going to be in when it's built, and to look at all the different elements of the surroundings.
Then she comes up with a design that will minimize impacts to the scenery. She works all over the forest, from Dillon to Aspen and Meeker.
There's a variety of different projects that I work on. We have anything from power line projects, forest health projects, gas projects, recreation projects.
Now, back to staining rocks in Glenwood Canyon. It's work she did two decades ago to keep the area looking natural. A short drive through the 12-mile canyon takes us to several spots along the road where Graham can see her work.
So there's some rock stain here. In these sections, this was all rock cut.
Rock cut refers to how the rock walls were split in order to lay down the highway. In order to mask the cuts, Graham and her team used a special stain to make the rocks look weathered.
I can tell there's a little bit different texture in the rock, and also just the coloring is a little bit different, but most people would not be able to tell it.
The idea, says Graham, was to make the rocks and the highway look like they belonged. She also helped plant 150,000 plants in the canyon after construction uprooted vegetation. The work was part of a larger effort by the Forest Service, the Colorado Department of Transportation, and a slew of designers, project managers, and engineers to keep the area looking wild. The efforts won awards and were seen as innovative. For Graham, the project jump-started a long career that continues to be rewarding.
It's a very satisfying feeling to know that I've been involved in a project, and in my case, many projects on the forest, where I've made an impact.
Graham has collected newspaper clippings over the years featuring the canyon. It's a reminder to her of where she got her start.